You ask, Dirt and Sprague answer.
Yeah.
This is the Mail Sack.
Mail Sack time.
Mail Sack.
Brought to you by Sparta TRT.
This is Sparta!
Committed to safe, simple, straightforward testosterone replacement and male performance therapy. Go to SpartaTRT.com for more.
Mail Sack.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope your Tuesdays are off to a good start. Last hour of solo radio for me. The Sprague returns tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's what we've been told. That's what the word on the street is.
It's been a lot of me the last couple of weeks.
A lot of me, a lot of you. Yeah, yeah, I was on. I was gone, and then Sprague was gone, so we had. It was weird how that worked out for us unplanned this year.
Well, Sprague hates doing what he calls solo shows.
Yes, he does.
So he hauled in a couple of.
Yeah, Stevie Fire came
Stevie
in while
Fire
I was out,
came
right?
In.
Yeah, he me is out of
it. Did not get fish.
Us. No fish. No fish no. sticks early in the morning.
No.
I do love fish sticks.
Mail Sack.
It is a Mail Sack Tuesday, and it is brought to you by, as always, our wonderful friends at Sparta TRT. Whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge and win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com. How's your tea feeling today? Feel good about your tea?
Adequate.
Adequate tea?
Yeah.
Not too high, not too low?
Yeah.
You got a sweet spot of tea?
We'll find out.
Let's get to the question,
shall
we?
Talk to me when I'm sacked out of my couch at 12:30.
But, yeah, that, you know. I put the kid down for a nap, and I lay down, and I, too, myself pass out.
Little drool coming out the corner of your mouth. Wait, what?
Oh, God, it's 3 o'clock.
Change the diaper?
Mail Sack question. What is a better feeling coming back from a long vacation?
Ooh.
Taking a shower in your own shower after flying on an airplane, or coming back home and sleeping in your own bed the first night? This is an easy one for me.
Go ahead. Is it sleeping in your own bed?
It's the bed thing. I love my bed. I got the right number, the firmness, the and it's hit and miss. When I just talked about this last week. We rented a place in Sun River, and I'm not kidding you, dude. I felt like you sunk in like a foot. The bed was so soft.
Yes.
And I couldn't move, and I didn't sleep great while I was there. And getting back up that first night back, and you lay down, you're like, ah.
Before I went on my European vacation, I would have answered the same thing.
Okay.
However,
I digress.
Over there in Europe, things are very small.
Yeah, that's true.
Showers are tight.
Tight little showers? Little tiny guy?
They're also.
I'm assuming you have one in your room, or was it? Or was it like a joint? What was the showering situation on the boat?
All of our rooms had independent bathrooms.
Okay.
And on the boat, it's really tiny.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a little curtain, but you have a little vanity where the sink is.
Okay.
Then there's the toilet, and then the shower's right next to it. There's a little curtain that comes out. But if your boat is a rockin',
don't go on.
Like, there's multiple drains in there because the water will go all over.
Yeah, you can't keep it in one spot.
So I will actually say,
because the shower did it.
Unless a bed is broken,
you still find a way to sleep.
You'll find a way to sleep.
Yeah.
But having some space to explore in the shower.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice.
It is. We do have a bit of a
and
shower.
And we had one when we got to Venice.
Uh-huh.
The bathroom there, it was actually the biggest bathroom of all the hotels and whatever. But the shower, it had a little tub.
No.
But one, it was like a 3-foot thing to get over the top. Like, my wife needed a ladder, basically.
Yeah, got to climb into this
thing. Like, I had to, okay, let's concentrate. And then it was all slippery. It was just sheer on the base. And I had to bend over. The clearance was maybe 5 feet. And I'm like, this is ridiculous.
That's a little ridiculous. That's a little too challenging.
Like the rest of the hotel, fairly nice.
Yeah, but that was the issue.
Would never stay there again because of the bathroom issue.
I have a bit of a shower issue at home. We bought our house. It had a decent head. The shower head was solid, so we didn't need to change. And then you started to get to when you move it or swivel it, there's a little leakage there. We need to upgrade it. Let's get a new head. We need a new head on this thing. And so the wife, unbeknownst to me, went and bought a new head. It's weak.
Ooh.
It's too weak now. It's too soft.
Low flow?
It's low flow. It's, you know what that shower? It's a low T shower.
It's a low T shower.
I need a high T shower.
There you go.
I need some pressure. I need to feel something. When you turn your neck and you're hitting the back of your neck and your shoulder, like I need to feel something. And if I'm not feeling something, it's not getting the job done. So it's a bit of a controversy right now in the Johnson household. Mail sack question. Tiger Woods' impact on golf has been historic. What could LeBron James do to help elevate and grow the PGA Tour from just a partnership perspective? Nothing. I don't think there's anything he could do.
No.
I think the viewership, and I've talked about this before from the golf bubble, the YouTube golf viewer and the PGA Tour golf viewer.
Two different things.
They're two different sects of fandoms. And him doing a YouTube channel is something that's like he's scratching his back. Like, I love playing golf. This will be fun. And
he's
I don't think he's going to be involved in the PGA Tour.
Here's the thing he could do that would help is if he started going to like public municipal courses.
Yeah, I'd love that.
And showing the emphasis of,
you think LeBron's going to do that?
No, he's not.
He's going to play Bandon
Dunes. He's going to places nobody else can go to.
Playing in Ireland and Scotland. And
so it's just going to make everybody jealous. Like, if he wanted to really grow the game.
And I don't think that's what his
interest is. Start going to, public facilities and finding ways to rally support, to raise money, to have the facilities upgraded.
Yeah.
In places that typically don't have much access to golf.
I think it might help.
That's what he could do, but I don't know if he will.
I don't think he will. I agree with the point
and
the sentiment.
Partner with the first tee or whatever and start.
Would love that if he did
doing
it.
Doing that to, if he gets to the point, look, he's going to go do his thing and he's introduced to golf and all these amazing places that he has access to. Great, go do that. But if he says, wow, I wish somebody would have introduced me to this game when I was younger.
Yeah.
And made it accessible, then go back and do that.
That'd be very impactful.
That would have impact. That would get people's attention to do stuff.
The guy who tried to trademark Taco Tuesday, I think, is going to play a lot of nice country clubs with his friends.
Exactly.
And have YouTube golf content. I think he could.
Now, I hope he doesn't act like he's just discovering these. It's like, no, we've known about these courses. There are hundreds of
Riviera. Have you ever heard of Riviera?
We have. Are you getting me on?
Have you ever been to Torrey?
Then shut up.
Did you ever heard this place called Torrey Pines? Have you ever heard of it? Down along the coastline? You got views of the
Pebble Beach.
I do think that he could grow and probably expand the YouTube golf audience. Like, I'm sure there's people who watch and enjoy LeBron and now will watch his content. So that might grow. But there's not a translatable, I don't even know if that's a word, connection between YouTube golf and the PGA Tour. They are very, very, very different things. And so he will not.
Steph Curry's more likely to. Like, I think he might try
to playing
make
in a tournament
the
someday?
Champions. Like,
yes.
I think he will try to make the Champions Tour.
That would have an impact. LeBron YouTube golf content would not.
No.
Although, good for him. You want to do it? Yeah, go have your passion project. Mail sack question. What college football game would you travel to go to? And how much would you be willing to pay for tickets? And who would you take with you? So I'm wondering if this is a...
So is this a what stadium do I want to go to? Or
I think it's just this year. Now, I don't know if is it supposed to be my team? Like, am I supposed to go to an Oregon game or just a game in general? If I'm going to just a game in general, I hate to take the cop out. How do you not do LSU Ole Miss?
Yeah.
If you could just pick a random game to go to.
Ole Miss? And you always want, you've heard about the Grove and Oxford and all of that, even though it'll be a little steamy.
Miami at Notre Dame would certainly be intriguing later in the year because that's a big bucket list thing for me to go see a Notre Dame game. LSU Clemson kind of under the radar early in the year, just the pressure, like almost feeling the uneasy nature of that stadium if they're losing in the fourth quarter would be a lot of fun. If I were to pick a game of my team, which one would I go to? As much as I would love to go to Columbus later in the year, I've never been to a game in Columbus. You have been. Yeah. I would probably pick the USC game early on. I feel very good about that matchup for Oregon. I work closely with somebody who is associated with USC now. I'm not sure if people are aware of that. And I want to be there and witness that. It's been since 2016 since USC beat Oregon. That would be the Oregon game that I would choose on the road. How much did I spend? LA would be a pretty affordable trip.
I mean, you can get a seat in there if you don't mind, sitting in a corner or sitting up. I mean, it's not like they're selling
out. It's massive and it's an old dump of a stadium.
Yeah.
If you had to, if LSU Ole Miss used that example, how much would I be willing to pay? You think you could get that trip for under $2,000?
Yeah.
Tickets, plane, hotel. Because the game tickets are going to be insanely expensive.
I mean, it depends on, you know, how fancy a hotel you feel like you need to stay in.
Let me see what the what's the cheapest ticket right now, do you think? For LSU Ole Miss.
I don't know, $50.
You think you could get into the LSU Ole Miss game for $50?
No,
it's no saying, chance.
It's saying $121.
Yeah, my Google AI review is telling me $560 to $610 is the get-in price of that game.
Oh, I'm looking at, so this is through ESPN. They're through Vivid Seats. Tickets as low as $121.
Okay, so maybe you could pull that off.
All right, so maybe $200.
Yeah, and I think that's being very generous of maybe some of those ticket prices. Because I think especially you get closer to the game, that's such a hot. So you're almost in. I mean, you just connect.
So yeah,
that,
if you want to sit up in the corner, you know, in the horseshoe
corner, way
end,
up high.
Up above, 200 level. I'm seeing in the 200.
Okay, so $500. Let's just say ballpark for tickets.
So yeah, upper level along the sidelines. So like 319 to 325. You're 200 to 250.
Yeah, and it'll go up from there.
Yeah,
that would be. I mean, that's easily the one though. That would be pretty incredible to be at that game and see that environment and. Root like hell for Ole Miss, because I'll always root for the gal who got
LSU
dumped.
Ole Miss. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'd love to be there. Okay, let's see what else we got.
Mail sack
continues. Mail sack question. Long-winded sorry. In our fantasy football league, the way it works is the person who finishes last gets the first pick in the draft the next year.
Makes sense.
Way it should work. He continues, well, the person who finished in last place last year has not fulfilled his punishment.
Oh.
So the commissioner has taken away the person who they drafted with the number one overall pick. No one else gets that person, and they were told as soon as the punishment is fulfilled, they'll get the guy back. Now there are a bunch of people in the league all mad at the commissioner. What say Judge Dirt? This is not complicated in any way, shape, or form. The commissioner is 100% in the right here. Now, if he had taken, I don't know, I'm assuming you guys have already had your draft. You're not saying who the player was.
Right.
If he had taken that player and made him available, like somebody could go grab, like say it's Bijan or whoever the player is, right? Then I would have an issue with it.
Well, then I think what you do is you wait. You have until...
I give you a date, yeah, by the season kicks
three,
off. Yeah.
And then it goes, because so you have some games played.
Right.
Then it goes on the waiver wire.
Yes. And then I'm not going to tell you when it's going to happen. It's going to be a random time, random place. You just
well, but you do the waiver wire. So
yeah. First come, first serve.
You can put your claim in, and then it's whoever is.
Yeah, this is absolutely.
Everybody's going to put a claim on it. But
if you haven't agreed upon punishment at the start of the year, that absolutely needs to be fulfilled by the time the next season begins.
Yes.
I've had, Sprague and I have had times where we've done our payoff bets where it's like, we've let it linger for a while, but then you finish it before the next football season beginning.
Correct.
You got to get it done. And so the commissioner is 100% in the right. I don't know why you would argue against that if you were the one that didn't fulfill the punishment.
Well, I think it's
go
the person with the second pick who's like, I would have picked that person. Had
if
that.
He was available. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's not making that player available.
It seems like an equitable sort of situation.
I
now,
tend to agree.
They should have sorted that out maybe before the draft.
You have a date to get your deal done because the draft's coming up.
Here's the draft. Have you done this yet? If not, you're not picking first.
I think the vice versa that I would recommend as a commissioner. The idea of commissioners being in the league is always a complicated one for me. Like, that's a tricky dance to do.
Well, because
you almost need
they
to
do
pay
have
somebody.
A lot of responsibility. They're doing all the crap nobody else wants to do. They
right.
just want to be in the league and have
and
a
they're
team.
Running a team on their own.
Exactly.
And that could be a little complicated. My argument for next year would be if that happens and they have not fulfilled the duty by draft day, I'm not giving you the number one overall. I'm kicking
well,
you to the
at
last
that
pick.
Point, you're kicked out of the league, I think.
Or kicked out of the league if you don't do it again.
Yeah.
There's got to be punishment involved for not fulfilling your
exactly.
Punishment. Anyways, mail sack question. Let's see what else we got here. If you could reverse the outcome of one Super Bowl, which Super Bowl would you switch to make the biggest impact on someone's legacy, positive or negative? Example, take away Rodgers' Super Bowl. Is he still the GOAT for dirt?
Oh.
Russ goes back-to-back in Seattle and has two. Peyton never gets a second and lives in the shadow of Eli. What result of a Super Bowl would you change in order to be the biggest legacy shifter? That is a great, that is a great mail sack
There's
question.
A couple of different ways you can go with this.
There is. Guys who only had one, maybe you give them two. Guys who never won one but got to one. Like Dan Marino. Dan Marino is one of the first names that pops into my mind. An all-time great who never won the Super Bowl.
Because you could also go, like, if Rex Grossman
has a Super Bowl.
Had won the Super Bowl with the Bears.
Rex Grossman beating Peyton Manning in a Super Bowl. It would be all-time. I'll throw another one at you that would be interesting to me. I think his legacy is solid. He got there. How many Super Bowls did Elway lose before? I know he won the two late in his career. Did he get to two? I know the Niner one.
Destroyed by the Niners.
Didn't somebody else kill him? Was he on the team that lost 42-10 to Washington? Was he the starter of that
might
team?
Might have been.
What was his? When did he get drafted? God, 80, Denver was in this.
83?
Damn. Hold
am
on.
Am I misremembering?
No, I don't think you are. Hold on. Let me pull it. Because John Elway is another one that I would think of. Like, two is iconic.
Well, I think Jim Kelly and the Bills.
Yeah, I mean,
had the field goal gone in and not been wide right,
he would be 1-3 all time. Yeah, 1983 was his first year. So the Broncos got to the Super Bowl. He was drafted in 83. They made the Super Bowl in 1987 and lost to the Giants. 1988 and lost to Washington, got smoked by Washington, and then got back in 1990 and got killed by the 49ers.
The Giants there in 87.
And then they did not get back until they beat the Packers and then obviously the Falcons. So yeah. Elway would be another one legacy-wise to have three would be a bit of a
conversation changer. I think that first Bills one.
Yeah.
With Jim Kelly.
Yeah. Jim Kelly not, and the Bills not being 0-4 and known for that and being 0-4, that doesn't just change the legacy of a quarterback. That changes the whole feeling of a city and franchise who's never won one. Yeah. Trying to scroll here. What would another one have done for Ben Roethlisberger?
Because he would have anything.
Nothing. Nobody he would have had three. Him. That's true. People just hate him. Yeah. That's very true.
Pittsburgh already has a bunch. Bradshaw has four. I mean, what do you want?
Yeah, that's very true.
Nothing.
That listener pointed out Peyton and Eli. If Peyton doesn't get the second one, you could always also flip that and say New Orleans doesn't do the onside kick and Indy wins that Super Bowl. And they would have won two in 4 years, and Peyton would have three rings instead of two, one of which he didn't really do anything to win. So that's certainly one. I'll give you a more modern one in the last 10 or so-ish years.
Atlanta not blowing 28-3?
That certainly is that's an all-timer. I would have loved to see Brady lose another Super Bowl. What about Cam Newton if he had gotten a ring? He only got to one, and he was known for the memorable play of that game is him not diving on the football. Yeah. Von Miller. And maybe it doesn't change a ton, but it's interesting to think how different his career is viewed if he had. Because one ring can change a lot, man. It can change a lot of perceptions.
Yeah. I don't think it changes as much for him as it would for Marino or Kelly.
Agree with that completely. You could go Burrow recently, too, if they pull off that win. Burrow already has a ring in Cincinnati. Yeah. Or you could go the year Kansas City got blown out and say, what if Mahomes actually did win three in a row? That SOB. That is a great mail sack question. If you got one that we're forgetting, 503-864-6326. We will get to the rest of the mail sack. It's the Sparta TRT mail sack. We're only halfway down. We got the other half to go. And we'll get to the rest of it next on The Fan.
No,
why not?
I don't know.
Of all the topics in sports that drive me insane, this idea is one of the most bothersome
out
there.
If you establish international NFL cities, then they become viable Super Bowl hosts.
No! God! On a lighter note, how about this one? Sprague will be back tomorrow, so I'll fill his shoes for a day. Would you be scared by a dangerous rabid beaver?
You should be.
Not that kind of beaver. There is evidently a park in Maryland. Two different teens have been attacked by rabid beavers. And they were so vicious of attackers, those beavers, that they had to close the park down. Does that make you feel better about Oregon State season this year?
I don't know. I think they need some scholarships. That's what I think. Some NIL deals.
Get those guys out there, man.
Get them in there. There's your pup date from the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk. Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com.
This is the Fan Sports Network. This is Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
Look forward to the Champions League final to be in Kansas City, Missouri next year. Because that's what every sport should do, right? It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. So dumb. We're in the middle of a Sparta TRT mail sack. Always love the Sparta TRT mail sacks. Let's fire through, so get through as many as we can here.
All right.
Mail sack question. This Friday will be my first time I will play golf. What advice would you give a first timer? Very simple from me. We'll see if Swag disagrees. My two pieces of advice are: one, have fun.
Yes.
Two, suck fast.
Yep.
That's
Keep
it.
Up.
Just play fast and have fun.
Don't. Yeah, you can't spiral. You can't implode. Now, hopefully,
you're going to suck. Just know
yes.
that you're going to be terrible.
Now, hopefully, though, you have been to a driving range or you're doing something where
balls,
this is not
yeah.
the first time you're picking up a golf club. I would advise don't do that.
If you have taken more than five swings before you get to the 150-yard marker, pick it up.
Yeah.
Pick it up. Just
yep.
Thanks for coming. You tried. Didn't work out for you on that hole. The score doesn't count anyways. None of it matters. Just
right.
pick it up. Throw it that way. That is my big
Or just go to wherever. I'm assuming you're playing with somebody who plays. Just go to where they are
drop
next.
With
put
them,
a ball down.
The ball.
Try it.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Don't take your score too seriously. Have fun and play
don't
at a good pace.
Don't even keep score.
No, don't keep score. Unless you get a birdie. Write that down on a scorecard. If you somehow get a birdie.
If you can put a circle on the
write
card.
Write that number. Put a circle on it. No. Makes everybody feel good. Millsack question. Small debate at my work. Which backfield duo would you rather have? DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai? Or Travion Henderson and Ramondre Stevenson? I think I would lean Swift and Manungai, although I believe Manungai just got, didn't he just get hurt? Did I see that news correctly?
Yeah,
I think he got banged up.
He has health issues.
He's a little dinged up right now.
Stevenson and Henderson, I feel like I can do more with. I can move them around. I can put them at H-back. I can put them at tight end in the slot and do more things with them.
Yeah. I just like saying Manungai. That's a fun one. Mail sack question. Just caught up on the Live Golf segment, and I'm wondering, did Happy Gilmore 2 contribute in a small way to the downfall of Live? I know there are bigger factors, but they made a mockery of the tour, and all the PGA guys made cameo appearances. Remember, there was Live guys in there, too.
Yeah.
Because Bryson was in there. Yeah. I think Brooks at the time was still Live. Maybe not. But some of the Live guys were in there.
No, it didn't. It was the fact that...
it's a really funny thought, though.
The wealthiest stock portfolio in the world pulled their support. That pretty much did it.
Right. Did you ever see Happy Gilmore, too? Did you ever watch
it? I did
not. Yeah. I mean, it sucked, but it was funny. There was funny moments.
Yeah.
I mean, just it's an Adam Sandler movie. We've all seen it. Once you've seen one Adam Sandler movie, you've seen them all, and you got to be kind of in a mindset for it, but it was, you know, it was what it was. The point that I made about Liv when it first began, and I think it rung
true. It didn't have a sustainable model, and it wasn't. There was nothing compelling about it.
Nothing. There was only one question that mattered, and that was, how long are the Saudis cool losing money on this?
Pretty much.
That was it. And the second they answered that question, no, this is what was going to happen. Because it's not a profitable league.
No.
We don't need to revisit that topic. We did dance on the grave a little bit. I was never a Live guy. I hated what it did to the game of golf. The ruse of the we're doing it just beyond you did it for money. We all know why you did it.
Money grab, and they didn't want the grind of what the PGA Tour was.
Right, it was too grueling for them.
Guarantees. They had the party plane.
Yeah,
and all that crap.
So there were certain angles of it.
Now they did take better care of the caddies, and I hope that the PGA learned some things from that.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That would be nice.
The only benefit in it at all that I got from it is how I thought it was cool that they took their tour and events to places that had not traditionally hosted events. We were an example of that.
Exactly.
It came to Pumpkin Ridge in year one.
Mm-hmm.
I went to it. It was a lot of fun. The scenes in like Australia when they would go down there, like there were certain angles of that I hope the PGA Tour looks at and says, not necessarily internationally, because again, let's not get back into that.
But like I said, there is
there's
discussion.
Markets and areas of the United
the tour
States
championship
should have tours
is discussing
or tournaments.
Rotating around.
It would be great, man. That's how you go, like to the LeBron question in the last segment. LeBron doing YouTube golf is not going to grow the sport, PGA Tour. What grows the PGA Tour is going to more markets and not being locked into the same course and the same. There's some events that you cannot change, and that will always be the case, that you're never going to move on from.
Yeah.
There's a ton of them that are just run-of-the-mill dumb courses in Florida or Texas that you could very easily move that to a different part of the country. And oh my God, Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy in town this weekend. Let's go see some golf. That gets you more into golf. That's how you grow the game of golf. Mailsack question. Mailsack Dirt. Would you rather go to Disneyland or watch the Washington Huskies win the national championship before the Ducks? Well, if you are a Husky fan, you should say you already have half of a championship. You don't have a full one, but you have a half of a one. And half is greater than zero. I will grant you that. Although, yes, you know, you just got voted number one. Didn't actually win a game. This is easy. I oppose going to Disneyland with every fiber of my being. That is a vacation that I will die on that hill as long as I could die on that hill.
You'll suffer on some teacups, though, for one day.
If this is the... I mean, it's not even close. It's not even a debate, dude. Yeah. Go do the... Is the Matterhorn still down there? Is that, you know,
Splash
what can
Mountain,
I do? Splash Mountain?
Do Splash
well, I think
Mountain.
They got rid of that
it's
for racial
world.
Undertones. But, yeah, Disneyland would suck, but I would much rather do that for a day and see the joy on my kid's face.
Exactly.
I get that. At least I can understand the selling point of Disney. If your kid's happy, you're happy. I just think there's other places you can make your kid happy.
That's
that
true.
I'm also happy.
But no,
nobody's happy
choice.
If the Huskies win.
No,
no, but nobody wins there. That's a lose scenario. Come on, man. Mail sack question. Have you guys ever found yourself talking to your dogs? Honestly, and forgetting that they are dogs and then will not talk back to you. For example, when ours starts barking at the window, I instinctively ask, "Who is it, Lila?" before I quickly remember she's a dog and doesn't intend to answer me back. I do not talk to my dog that way. No, in the trust tree, I
no,
do not.
I don't talk to the dog expecting a response.
Are you guys ever going to get a new dog?
As long as she is actively involved in theater things.
Theater, yeah.
Rehearsals and things.
Yeah.
As long
it's
as I am, you know, doing play-by-play and stadium announcing at night, we're coming and going so much, it's not fair to the dog.
Yeah, it's tough.
Or one person gets an imbalanced amount of the
dog responsibilities
coverage.
Yeah, that's fair.
So probably, you know, once we're old and puttering around and not going 90 miles an hour.
Slow down a little bit,
and
get a
I
dog again.
I can see us getting dogs. We both very much miss having a dog.
Yeah.
But no, our lifestyle right now is not conducive.
It's very responsible of you, because that is the challenge.
And it's not fair to the dog.
No, it's very challenging. It is. I have a lot of days where I feel bad, because I spend the afternoon chasing a two-year-old around, and you're like, man, I forgot you were there for half the time, buddy. You've been following me around all day, and you get so tied up into
it,
and you're on the go.
Once those little guys get 4 or 5.
Oh, it'll be great.
Then, because they'll just,
The dog has started
to
learn.
The dog will be right in the middle of everything.
In the backyard, he has started to figure out if I go drop the ball by the kiddo, he's going to kick it, throw it, or smack it or something for me.
Yep.
And that, so he's learned he's got a new ally in the fetch game, which is big. That's big in the dog world. Because usually I got to shut him down in public places of like, dude, stop putting the slimy ball in people's lap. Like, nobody wants that. I helicopter parent that as a dog parent. I will not allow that. Nobody wants to sit at a cocktail party and have a slimy ball dropped on their lap and feel like, because once you throw a ball for a dog, that's it, dude. You are the guy the rest of the night.
Well, see, that was the funny thing about Shiba Inus was, some exercise and do that. Cody would, like, do it once, twice.
Uh-huh.
If I tried a third time.
A third ball throw? Like, no,
what
are you doing?
I just brought it back to you.
Stop throwing the damn thing.
Stop throwing the
damn thing. I already went and got it and
exactly.
brought it back. This is on you. You go get it. That's pretty funny. Mail sack question. Who are a couple of guys on the tour that you would love to caddy for you? And would
that
you...
That we would like to caddy for?
No, that you would want to caddy for you.
Oh.
I guess, he did it both ways. Who would you want to caddy for, and who would you want to caddy for you / teach you?
Ah. Oh, who's going to be... Caddy for? Joel Damon. I would... That would just be a party of epic proportion.
Yeah, he'd be a lot of fun. This is an easy answer for me. Caddy four, I'm going to choose Scotty because I got a great chance of making some good cash on the tournament if I'm getting paid as a caddy. Might as well get paid while I'm doing it. And Scotty seems like he'd be a lot. He's hot and bothered at times. His little meltdowns are quite fun to watch.
I'd actually want a caddy for Brooks.
You'd want to do Brooks.
I think Brooks would just take shots at, you would get unfiltered thoughts.
He tossed me his candy grizzly, too.
He'd get a little prickly at times.
Yeah.
But caddying, as far as who I would want to...
It's an easy one for me. I don't even know if he'd necessarily be the best. Rory is my favorite. He has been forever. Like, Rory
now,
would be my
I would
easy
want
call.
Rory to caddy for me.
Yeah,
because I think Rory would assess your...
He'd be honest and have fun with you.
Try this, or this is what I do. I think he would, like, let you know how he approaches the game.
Yeah.
I think JT would be the same way, too. JT's got... Like, he is a shot maker, ball shaper.
Creativity.
Yeah.
Why don't you try this? I can't pull that off.
And he looks at me. He's like,
hook a chip shot around a tree? What are you talking about?
Bigger than me. I'm 5'10", a buck 65.
I didn't grow up with a pro daddy, okay, exactly. Justin? What's the matter with you? Yeah, I would want Rory to caddy for me, and I'd choose to caddy for Scotty. Last one here on the mail sack. It always delivers. It's always delightful. This one should be easy, but I know things can be complicated.
Oh.
Quick one, mail sack, New York pizza or Chicago deep dish? I've had both in each city, and New York is better. It's not even close.
Yeah.
Even people from Chicago have to acknowledge, right?
I just don't want that much bread.
No, look, time and place, I get it. I'm not saying Chicago pizza's terrible.
No, if you put a Chicago pizza down in front
of me,
great.
I'll eat it, but if you're picking a slice.
If it's a buffet and I get to choose.
Dude, I'm not kidding you, man.
Big old slice, flopping that over, and let's go.
Now that I live back in the old neighborhood, it is great to have restaurants within walking distance. It's been a game changer.
Yes.
There's a dumpling place, by the way, that I kind of poo-pooed because I'm not a big dumpling guy.
Yeah, but once you've had really good ones.
I mean, I get it. I've had dumplings, and they've been fine. But we also went there for the first time, and light bulb moment. They have more on the menu than just dumplings.
That is true.
Dude, I'm not kidding you. The kid has never eaten more food in a public place than he ate. I got him some chow mein with chicken, and he scarfed that down.
There you go.
To the point where I want to go almost on a weekly basis. He ate so much food. It was delightful, right?
Yes.
But the biggest news in our neighborhood is that we have a new pizza place.
Okay.
And they serve. You can get a full pie if you want.
Oh, but by the
or
slice?
Or pop in for a pie by the slice.
Nice.
And they are massive New York style slices.
Perfect.
Fold them over.
Yeah.
Eat them. And it just, I'm happy as a clam.
There you go.
Me and my sweet spot. My moment of zen, if you will.
I can see you.
That is my happy place.
I can't wait for your big daddy moment there.
Walking around at the bar watching the game.
Frankenstein. Teaching them how to fold a piece over.
Right here. Every time we eat pizza, I try and teach them. You got to fold it. Yeah, fold it in half.
Yeah, you're probably another year away.
He's not quite there.
Little hands aren't quite big enough to.
Usually we take a bite and then all of the toppings come off the pizza.
That's
usually
part of the fun.
That's how it goes.
All over your face.
And then you got toppings and then a pizza. Now you got two pieces of pizza.
Yeah,
now
it's burns, 2-for-1. Burns. You got a little blister there.
Yeah, that's an easy one, dude. Like Chicago deep dish, I get it. It has its place. It ain't New York style.
No.
Big cut, slice, thin. That's the way to go. Also, last note here, I spent a weekend at a Disneyland bathroom over the Huskies winning a championship. Thank you. Me too, brother. Me too. I'm right there with it. You know what I say? It's almost here, baby.
Thanksgiving weekend.
Can't get here soon enough. Let's wrap it up on a Tuesday. We'll do it next on The Fan. All right, last one for us here today. The Firm of Harrison Moran coming up next. Are you ready? Now, I don't know if we're going to actually get this. Are you ready for Flo to potentially be in Eugene, Oregon?
Flo? Yeah. Progressive Flo?
Yeah. They have announced, Progressive Insurance has announced partnerships with 13 college football programs that include on-field logos. And the partnerships are with Boise State. Some of these are kind of random. Colorado. Georgia, Iowa, Kansas State, Ole Miss, Purdue, SMU, Syracuse, Texas Tech, USC, Wake Forest, and Oregon.
Your Oregon Ducks.
Your Oregon Ducks will have a Progressive Insurance logo on. Do I get to meet Flo on the sidelines of a game? Because if
do
I don't.
You want to meet Flo.
If you saw Flo in character, would you take a picture with her?
No, I don't think so.
I wouldn't do it for you from a celebrity scale.
I don't think so.
Hey, Flo. Do I call her Flo if I see her?
If she's in the
Flo getup, you got to call her Flo, right?
Flo.
Isn't that not you got to go? Official names here?
Now, is the whole crew coming?
Do I get Jamie? Would you rather meet Flo or Jamie? If you had to choose one or the other, who would you rather be on the sideline? You're walking the sidelines at Autzen Stadium. You can bump into a character from Progressive Insurance. Because you can't really do the their bit that's the best is the B, you're turning into your parents. That is one of the greatest
ad. That guy's there.
That's one of the greatest ad campaigns ever. That guy, would you want to meet that guy? That's
that
like the therapist talking to the parents who's You're on speakerphone. You don't need to hold the phone right there and talk that loud.
The newest one.
It is
trying to tell them what a social influencer is.
It's so good. It is so. That is.
Wait. Do you sell the hats? Are you?
I'm not kidding you, man. That might
You're
be the best ad campaign
a box
ever.
Of shoes. news.
Yeah. It's so funny to me that a company can come up with that bit that's so good and then have the... Yeah. Not that all the other stuff isn't good. Whatever, Flo, you know.
No, I'm more likely like the Geico Gecko. That I'd take my picture with.
Now, is it a guy in a gecko costume or an actual, like if they had an actual gecko?
I can hold a little gecko in my
you hold him
there.
Right here. He stands up.
If he talks, it'd be even better, but.
Got a little teacup. Howdy. That was a terrible accent. Isn't he British? What is he, Australian?
He's British, yeah, not British, Australian.
Yeah, Australian. What did I go, Australian there? Yeah, they're going to have a progressive logo on their field this year. One of 13 teams. That was announced.
Does it say what they're getting out of it?
It does not. It just says they've announced a partnership. That is it.
I wonder if it's all, an NIL deal to get everybody, all their student-athletes properly insured or something.
Do we get
like
a Dante Moore progressive commercial out of this deal? Oh, have we gotten the Dr. Pepper ads yet? Have they come out with their new series, or are we still waiting on that?
I haven't seen, to Fanville.
The Fanville?
I haven't seen any new Fanville ones yet.
Fanville has gone from, this is such a bad idea, to I now kind of eagerly await them. That's as dumb and weird as that might
sound.
We'll
see, because who was in it last? Was Bryce Young? Who was?
It wouldn't have been Bryce Young. Last year, who was the player? Bryce Young was a couple of years ago. I remember that.
Yeah.
Was the player in the commercial? Was it? No, Drew Aller had like a Dodge Ram. Didn't he? Didn't Drew Aller have a random commercial? Now I'm curious.
Oh, I can't remember. I remember the Bryce Young ones.
They added the Boz last year. I know that.
The Boz has been there for a few years as the sheriff.
Yes. What player? What player is what I want to know, not the actors. Yeah, the sheriff coming to town, the goalpost getting pulled down with the kid on the swing.
The transfer portal one was great.
Quinn Ewers, I guess, and Jerry Jones were the last two players. Or not players, but Jerry Jones was. I remember the Jerry Jones one where he's like, this is we play on Sundays. Yeah. You're in Sunday Town or whatever. Yeah. That was kind of the gist of
it. No, now, I remember now it was Quinn Ewers. And everybody's like, wait, that?
That's who you're going with?
Yeah.
Do
we have a Dr. Pepper? I would imagine if they could get Arch, they'd get Arch.
Arch would be your go-to if you could get somebody for sure. Arch doesn't strike me as the kind of guy. And he's got some of those ads. Like, he does one for like an athletic apparel company I've seen.
Yeah.
He'll do that.
He'll do straight lace stuff.
He also seems like let's
well,
fly
you wonder
under
if
the
he
radar.
Gets steered towards, you know, nationwide insurance and whatever right. else is in the family.
Right.
Family bloodlines.
Right.
King's Hawaiian and
there
whatever
you go.
Else
hey,
they're doing.
Now we're talking. Sell some rolls out of this deal. By the way, a couple of I wanted to read a few of these because we mentioned this earlier. The idea of changing the outcome of a Super Bowl and the legacy.
Yes.
There was some fun ones that got texted in. I'm assuming a Niner fan saying they win the Baltimore game, which I don't...
What if the Jets didn't win three?
Yeah.
If Joe Namath...
Joe Namath not winning the Super Bowl that he guaranteed, that's the only reason he's in the Hall of Fame. Go look at his numbers. He sucked. That's the only reason he was there.
Would there have been a merger?
That's a great question. That's a great question. Yeah, talk about changing the landscape of everything. Eventually, there probably would have been. Iverson said they changed the Giants win over the Pats so they match the 72 Dolphins. Again, that's not necessarily this was a quarterback question. Like, what quarterback benefits? But I certainly understand that point. If you would have had an undefeated team, the legacy of Eli's different.
17-0 or 19-0? That was a 16-game season, right?
19-0?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, it would have been 19-0. Moss would have had a Super Bowl ring as well. So that is a great angle. But that if you do quarterback, like, I can't do – Brady's already got enough of them. Another one's not changing the legacy
anything.
Of Tom Brady.
That's more a team in NFL history.
He's the go. Kurt Warner getting a second one, that's a good one from Deal because he won the one with the Rams.
Right.
Obviously didn't win
and
they got back and lost.
The Cardinals to win
they were there.
Super
they were
Bowl?
Right there with a chance to win. That's a solid one right there that I hadn't really thought about.
How many 12s have asked to change the Pittsburgh Super Bowl.
We have not seen that. Your guy Matt Hasselbeck does not have a ring.
It was pass interference.
Come on. All righty. Well, that's enough fun for today. What do we got going on today? Are we watching anything tonight? Anything on the old docket?
Mariners at Brewers.
Okay, that's
starting
fun.
The series 4:40.
I can't watch, but that's fun.
I think this is
This is it. This is get off the pot time.
Pretty much. The next week and a half is going to determine it. Let me go.
Oh, I know. They go Brewers, Cubs, Phillies, I believe, right?
I believe, yeah.
Cubs and Phillies are at home.
It is brutal these next nine games.
That's not going to be easy, man. So that's coming up if you're a Mariner fan. Good luck today in Milwaukee. You don't have to face the Miz, so you got that going for you. But Kyle Harrison.
Let's see here. It is.
Sure glad we traded him.
At Milwaukee. Then you have Cubs, Phillies at home, at Toronto, and Boston.
Okay.
So the next 2 weeks will determine if the Mariners are play their way into contention or have a nice September.
We will have the band back together tomorrow. I got some Oregon State stuff I didn't get to today. The quarterback race, Jamarcus Shepherd talked yesterday.
We can share that.
We'll push that to tomorrow. No big deal. And Sprager will return, so the band will be back together. That will do it for us, folks. If you miss any of the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com, at 1051thefan on Twitter, at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Thank you so much for being a part of our Tuesday. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm of Harrison Meringue is next. You are listening to 1051 FM, The Fan.